Morning.
Morning.
Although I feel like I'm put in a difficult spot, it's a tough act to follow what's been shared so far this week, especially I don't have a Kenny story in my presentation, but I'd like to ask one question of you to think about, give you a little bit of time to think about. Is there anything, whether it be sports in your life or anything that you can think of that doesn't involve a team, that it's a one person, one individual activity, whether it's sports or something you do at home, your work or whatever, just ponder that for a little bit. Because I've looked at scripture with what we've got, and I can see teamwork all through the Bible, all through life. And I think the first team that got put together was the fact is, Adam and Eve, when God said, it's not good for man to be alone, right. He knew that he needed a helpmate. Mm-hmm. So to me, that was the first team, because originally the team was made up of Adam, Eve, and the third part was God. So that three makes it a strong team. The other fact of the matter is, Jesus, when he called the 12 disciples, he needed a team. He doesn't need us. He didn't need the team. He could have done it all himself, but he wants us to be part of that team. And a great team is the visible illustration of people who are united with the same purpose. And an acronym for team is Together Everyone Achieves More. And I truly believe that. This weekend is a prime example. You see Kirk up here in the front leading this, but he had a great team behind him. Of a multitude of people to accomplish this. One person can't do this. Whatever endeavor we have, there's always people behind us that help us. And our team can follow through to our home. I believe that's the second team we need to be part of. The fact is that we lead our team at home as the father examples that we've had come towards us. And I've got five verses from the Bible that speaks to teamwork. And the fact is that regardless of what society's doing, we can always trump strategy with teamwork. The first one is 1 Peter 4:8-10. Above all, keeping loving one another earnestly, since love covers a multitude of sins. Show hospitality to one another without grumbling, as each received a gift. Use it to serve one another as good stewards of God's grace. We have a group of men here today that have different backgrounds, different abilities. But combined, we can create something. And that's why God needs each and every one of us. He's given each and every one of us abilities that we can do. But we can't do all of them. That's where we need to have men in our lives that are going to be there to help us, as Kurt said, with what Moses did, because he had two supporting casts. And that's the important thing that we need to do, because we're not gifted at everything. We need men. Some men can get up and speak, but some men can't write. But then there's writers. So we need everyone that God has given us the ability for. That the verse focuses on the need for teammates to use their talents to serve others. And the talents that God has given us is to serve people for Christ. And when we have a team, we can fill in the gaps that we can't do. Andy Stanley's church is built on that. They utilize the people that have the abilities to do each and different things. The second verse is Hebrews 10:24-25. Let us consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good needs, not giving up meeting together as some are in the habit of doing, but encouraging one another, and above all more, as you see the day approaching. Everyone that's in your team needs to be encouraged. We all need encouragement. We have days that we need that word. How are you doing today? I appreciate what you're doing. Just a simple thank you for what you've done can speak boatloads to people. I had a good friend that has died since then. The sad thing is, he's a father that wasn't a good example because he led his son into drugs. His son died from a drug overdose, and a month later he died, and drugs caused his death also. But one thing he shared with me through this was the fact is he'd always tell people, have a blessed day. So I've carried that through. Yesterday, I was at a place, and I always do that with people when I finish up, and the lady said, thank you, I needed that. You don't know what a kind word, what a hello, how are you doing, may mean to somebody. Those are simple things that we can do. And we need to encourage each other. I know there's days that we do things just because we have to do it. But that may be the day that you speak to someone that makes a difference in their life. So be mindful to encourage each other. And the thing about that is you can be there to take time for people. Just as Kirk said, we need each other. We can't be an island by ourselves. We need the support of men to encourage us, to be there for us. The third one is 1 Corinthians 12:17-20. If the whole body were an eye, where would the senses of hearing be? If the whole body were an ear, where would the sense of smell be? But in fact, God has placed the parts in the body, every one of them, just as he wanted them to be. If they are all one part, where would the body be? As it is, there are many parts, but one body. And the best teams don't have people with similar skills. They combine the diverse talents, backgrounds from a pool of diverse individuals, appreciate the gifts of each one brings to the contribute. Great teams have people that know their role and appreciate others. And one example, and I know all of you have heard of Tony Dungy. I've read multiple of his books, but at one time he was a coach for the Pittsburgh Steelers. And I'll admit that I'm not a Pittsburgh Steelers stan, but I admire what the organization's done. When Mr. Rooney had the Pittsburgh Steelers, he knew every employee's name on the team, whether it was a janitor, the coach, the players, whatever. He knew them by name, and he spoke to them. Everybody was treated as family, and he had a lot of respect. The city of Pittsburgh had a sanitation strike. There was one place that got their garbage picked up, and that was Mr. Rooney's home because of the respect he had earned, because he valued every person that he came in contact with. And I encourage you to do that, regardless of who the person is, whether they have the lowest person place or the highest place, they're all important because they all have a need that they are meeting for us. The next one is Proverbs 27:17. As iron sharpens iron, so one person sharpens another. And that's important for us to remember that. As Kirk mentioned, we need men's accountability groups. And I encourage you, if you're not in a men's accountability group, to start one. Get some like-minded men. Get some men that you don't know. And it's nice to have a different age group so you can have the experience from that. I'm fortunate to be in a Bible study on Friday that we have one gentleman that's 90 and our youngest is probably 40. And it's a good range because you can encourage people. Oh yeah, I went through that before. I've been in that place before and God will see you through it. So I encourage you to find some men, get an accountability partner and get the group. And I'm thankful that I've got some mentors in my life that can speak truth to me. If they see me going down a path that I shouldn't be or I need some counsel, they're there and they can speak life to me. And I'm thankful that Kirk was one of those, that I can share things with him and come to him. But you need people like that in your life. And you need to be a mentor to someone. Because we all need mentors in our lives, and we need to mentor someone. So I encourage you to do that. The internet has a lot of good accountability questions for you to do that. So I encourage you to do that. Because men, we can't go off by ourselves. We can't feel that we can handle this. Back in 1982, I was 32, and I was a young, strong man, didn't need anybody's help. But God saw fit to take me through an explosion in my house to put me flat on my back. I couldn't squeeze the tube of toothpaste, so I needed help. God loved me enough to have that happen for me to see that I needed people in my life, that I wasn't there by myself, that I needed people to be there for me, to help me, to do things. So don't think that you're invincible, because you're not. Mm-hmm. And God is the one that can carry us through that. And the last one I want to share is Ecclesiastes 4, 9 through 10. Two are better than one because they have a good return for their labor. If either of them fails or falls down, one can help the other up. But pity anyone who falls and has no one to help them up. Nobody climbs Mount Everest alone. To accomplish great things, we need teammates and a supporting cast to pick us up. We need to look for opportunities to pick up others as well as when they stumble. So I encourage you to not try to go about this by yourselves. And I'd like to go back to my original question. And I'll open this up to a few comments. Can anybody think of anything that doesn't take a team?
Swimming.
What's that?
Swimming.
Swimming? Okay.
Wrestling.
All right.
Bowling.
Bowling, okay. And I think we got the point. But I'm going to challenge you to look at it this way. When you said swimming, if they're a swimmer, they have a coach. They have to have someone to take care of the pool, the facilities, to have that there for them. So that's a team. You may not see the whole team, but there is a team there. Just like bowling, you have people that provided the bowling alley, people that made the bowling pins, made the bowling ball, the shoes, made the lanes. So there is a team. And I encourage you to look at that, that whatever we have provided, just like the electricity we have, the power company has a team that provided that for us. So we are a part of a team. But you know the biggest team that we're a part of? We're God's team. God put us on this earth for us to share, just as been shared for us to share Christ's love with people that God puts in our paths. I've appreciated what all the speakers have said, because to me, it is all things we need to hear, but especially the outreach part, because outreach is one of my favorite things. And the fact is, you don't have to know a lot of scripture. You don't have to be Bible trained. God puts you in a path of people that no one else will ever see that you can share Christ with.
Amen.
Share the hope that you have. God will give you the words. If you're not sure about that, just pray for God, to God each day for situations to put people in your paths that need to know about Christ. Just a simple hello to some people. I can think of one person that my wife and I used to see on a regular basis at the grocery store. We just said hi to that person, asked them how they were doing. And since then, they've come to know Christ and come to church. That's not me, that's God. But that's how simple it is, just to be there for people. A simple, kind word, a kind act can change somebody's life around. So I encourage you to be part of God's team. If you're not involved with things, I encourage you to do that, because the time is getting short. We need to share Christ's message, because quite honestly, I don't know how much longer we're going to have. But the fact of the matter is, we could have 5 years, 10 years, 1 year. But for someone, today is their last year, the last day that they may have. And you may be the only person that's there to share with them, to share Christ with them. So I would like to leave you with the fact is, I encourage you to get into a men's accountability group, to step up, to be the teammate that God wants you to be, and to encourage those that God's put around you. Just a simple thank you for what you do. And I'd encourage each and every one of you, if you haven't done it yet, to take time to thank God for getting you up today. He enabled us to get up, to stand, to take nourishment, to breathe. He enables all those things that we take for granted until that's taken away from you. Thank you.